This is KUT. States like Texas that are home to the Aedes aegypti mosquito have been keeping tabs on confirmed cases of the Zika virus. That's the one that can cause severe birth defects in unborn children. So far, states have reported only travel-related and some sexually transmitted cases. And even though Texas is a larger state, Florida has far eclipsed Texas in its number of Zika cases. KUT's Ashley Lopez looked into why.
Texas has roughly 7 million more people than Florida, so probability-wise, Texas would be expected to have more cases. But it doesn't. As I'm taping this, Texas has had 46 cases of Zika, and Florida has reported 183. And there are countless reasons for why this could be happening. Here's what Phil Keller, a professor at the University of Florida, thinks is going on.
It's probably a combination of surveillance and people cooperating with the surveillance, and also the vast number of guests that we have coming in from countries that have Zika epidemics going on.
It would be difficult to just describe that to differences in people coming in. You know, the cities of Texas, Houston, San Antonio, Dallas are really gateway cities.
That was Dr. Peter Hotez. He's the dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston. Hotez is not convinced travel patterns tell the whole story of why Florida has or has found more cases of Zika so far. By the way, I asked Florida's health department about this, and they do think that's the biggest reason their numbers are so high. But Hotez says the big factor being overlooked is what Professor Keller mentioned at the top. Surveillance.
The way we're going to know if Zika transmission is occurring on the Gulf Coast is probably through people, and that is doing programs of active surveillance, going into communities that you think might be affected and taking blood samples and testing people for Zika. That, unfortunately, is very labor-intensive and expensive.
And this is where Florida has been stepping up its game when it comes to Zika. Here's Dr. Phil Keller again.
Well, of course, there have been states of emergency for public health declared in at least 20 counties in Florida. So that means that there have been special efforts to try to find and diagnose cases as fast as they can.
Earlier this month, Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner asked state officials to do exactly that here in Texas. He wants Texas to declare Zika a public health emergency in an effort to get money directed toward local efforts to fight the virus. But Dr. Hotez says it will likely take more than that. Ultimately, he says both Texas and Florida are probably only catching a small percentage of cases right now anyway. Hotez says in order to really find out what the real scope of the problem is, it's also going to take a lot of federal money. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.